I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. And I've got some numbers for you. Fewer than half of the kids in Detroit go to a traditional public school, and almost 10% of Detroit's kids go outside the city altogether to get an education. Today, we're starting to look at how much education in Metro Detroit has changed since the days of the neighborhood school and what that means for educational opportunity. We're going to go to Ferndale, an inner ring suburb of Detroit, for our first look. When school gets out at 3:05, parents like Celadine Fouché are waiting outside Ferndale's University High School to pick up their kids. Most of the parents don't live in town. Do you guys live in Ferndale?
No.
Where do you guys live?
Detroit.
I pick my daughter up every day. She likes the school. This is her last year.
The Fouchés are just one of many Detroit families who look for a good education outside their city. The long-time quality issues in many Detroit schools have changed Ferndale fundamentally. Of the 426 kids at University High in Ferndale, only 7 actually come from Ferndale. Bria Gregory lives in the next town over. She's now a senior and never considered staying in her home district.
But the way that they set up their school districts is disorganized, and I don't like it personally. I don't like the type of students they have there. And it wasn't challenging enough.
So you took it into your own hands?
Yeah, I pretty much picked where I go, what I do, because that's who I am.
I'm Jim O'Donnell. I'm president of the Ferndale Public Schools Board of Education.
O'Donnell says Ferndale wants to run a great district and be a good neighbor. And with schools of choice, the district can get state money for educating kids from outside their boundaries.
Students are who we need to attract in order to have stable funding. And without stable funding, it's extremely difficult to put together high-quality arts and music, athletics, offer services like transportation. So we're only able to do that, all of those things, if we have stable enrollment.
So every school day, kids pour out of Detroit and into Ferndale, packed into cars and buses. And every school day, almost 20% of the kids in Ferndale pour out of the district and into suburbs a little further away, or a private school or a charter. The phenomenon has a name. It's called a funnel district. Amy Benevino and Shane Odell are part of it. They live in Ferndale, but their daughter just started kindergarten in the next district over.
You know, really our deciding factor came when we started to attend the orientations for both schools. They were so drastically different, and Berkeley blew Ferndale just completely out of the water.
Benevino and Odell think Ferndale has good schools, but since they have a choice, they wanted their daughter in the very best school they could put her in. But they don't want anybody to think they left because of Ferndale's school of choice policy. They support it, even though they've heard people say ugly things about the schools letting in too many kids from Detroit.
I feel almost kind of guilty, if that's the right word to use. I really wanted to stay in Ferndale and be a part of that community, see the little kids walking down the street to the bus stop, and here we are driving our child away. Sometimes I second guess it,
I guess,
a little bit.
This move away from the neighborhood school in the Detroit area started further back than one might think. Tomorrow we'll trace it to a decision about busing and racial integration. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.